And I think we've got some action coming up now. We'll leave Bob Waller for the moment and go to the stage and listen to Iggy and the Stooges.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin.
Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
You're listening to The Balcony.
Oh, man, you're using radio voice? I didn't use radio voice.
You're on The Balcony.
This is Balcony Radio.
Okay, cool. Balcony Radio is back again. And ready to do it for you.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Peeps.
Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt your writing.
Oh, sorry. I was just making a note.
You were making a note on your manuscript. All right. Doing some final editing there.
Right.
Okay.
There we go.
He's doing some editing, folks.
Some editing. It never ends. Do you see all this blue on here?
Yeah. Look at that.
You're switched to blue. I switched because the red was driving me nuts. It looked like I was murdering the page.
That's right. Oh, God. It's like one of your teachers, like, what's this terrible, terrible, terrible?
Yeah. And I'm doing that on my own here first. Okay. And then she'll do it next. Anyway, let's do the show.
Hi, everyone. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. And the two of us, plus you listening, is Balcony Radio.
BalconyRadio.com. Oh, yes. And please send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com.
That's right.
And have fun and send us any comments and stuff
yes.
like that.
And hopefully we will have comments for today's show.
Yeah.
Because this is one. All right, let's get into this.
Let's
say who it is.
Okay. The show is the 101 series. This is lesson number 53. And we're doing a look at one of the greatest groups of all time, the Beach Boys.
You hear my sigh there?
Yeah.
I'm not a Beach Boys fan at all.
Okay.
I
like the Beach Boys.
You like them.
Yeah.
You're not one of these defender types who are like, oh, they're just as good as the Beatles. You're not one of those.
No.
But, which I've had that discussion with
but
people.
But I'm not a detractor.
Yeah, know? Not a detractor. I've had the discussion with people, and my way of ending it is saying, oh, really, can you buy the Beatles' greatest hits at a truck stop? No, because you can buy the Beach Boys' greatest hits at a truck stop. There.
Okay.
There.
All right.
There's your conversation ender.
Okay. That shuts everybody up real fast.
Good
okay.
Vibrations is no a day in the life. Sorry.
Oh.
So the Beach Boys, I don't like them, and they bug me. And on two different occasions, you lent me your copy of Pet Sounds.
Yes.
With the hey, check this out. And I tried it, and
it didn't grab you.
Meh.
Huh? It's there's something there. Believe me,
nothing happens
there's
in that record.
Really great
it's
pop
so
music.
Boring.
There.
It's so boring. Half the tracks just go by, and you don't know one song from another, and that's a problem.
Yeah.
And then
I guess that can be a legitimate criticism.
Uh huh. Especially side two. Side two is bullshit.
Yes.
Everything after Caroline No and everything three tracks before Caroline No is not on.
Okay.
But that's a great song. And then we're playing that later.
Yes.
So and then you lent me the double CD you have. What is what? Smiley
Smile. Smiley Smile and Wild Honey. Yes.
Smiley Smile. Did not care for that. Heroes and Villains is fucking great.
Amazing.
Rest of the album garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Then, what was the other one?
Wild Honey.
Wild Honey. Very good. Liked it a lot. So,
because that's an album that they actually worked on.
It was worked on, and it felt like they, I don't know what they did. They gave Brian less mescaline from that record.
Or more Valium.
Van Dyke Parks was not allowed in the room.
Maybe.
Maybe that's what it is. I think that's the Mike Love influence record. That's where he starts saying, come on.
let's get together on
this. Yeah, enough of this art bullshit. Let's make records.
Okay.
And that's sort of the attitude they still have. Yeah. it's enough of your art bullshit. Let's tour and play state fairs.
And so, that's what they did.
And that's what they do.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some Beach Boys. What we did is the other day, Scott and I sat down and we pulled basically one track from every one of their records up until the mid-80s. And I guess they kind of stopped recording then.
Yeah, I think we go up through...
I forgot the name of the album.
The Beach Boys Love You or something like that.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. And they actually did put out an album in 2011, I think. They got back together. And were you familiar with this?
No, I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. I'll show it to you in the break here. They actually put out something like a year ago.
Oh.
And it was like, you know, it was one of those... Not didn't set the world on fire.
No.
Didn't get, you know, filleted in reviews, but everyone was kind of warm to it. But it's just, you know, It's not happening. Wrong time
for the Beach Boys.
It's like, just quit it, guys. Really.
Okay.
Brian does not need those guys no more. Let's be honest.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
So
he doesn't need the headache.
It really doesn't. Neither does Mike Love. So yeah, we're playing one track from every record, basically, and a couple of live things thrown in there. So what are we starting with?
We are starting with one from way back in the archives, from their record Surfing USA. This is called Shut Down.
Away, I remember how you used to And sunny down snuff, I'm all right. By the heroes and
yes, indeed. It's just a matter of time. 1985 Beach Boys right there from the record entitled The Beach Boys.
The Beach Boys. Yeah. Which that's where we stopped with them, right?
Is that the last pretty much. Yeah. More or less.
Can you scroll down?
Yeah.
Let's look at the list here.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's pretty much where we stopped. That's
yeah,
because
we
one.
Didn't. Yeah, because we. Oh, what is it? Still Cruising? I don't think that one is. That's the one with Kokomo, I think.
Yeah.
Can you click on that one?
Well, the one with Kokomo is
well, it winds up on one of their records, too. It's in the 80s.
Yes. It's on one of their records.
Who cares?
Can't remember. Anyway.
Well, we don't have it. a couple of their...
well, it's on the MIU or LA Light album.
No, it's later than that.
Really?
Yeah. I'm looking at the list. Was it Summer in Paradise? I don't think that's in print anymore. Still Cruising. I didn't even find that. Yeah.
And the last one they made was...
The new one is That's Why God Made the Radio, which during that...
Actually went to number 3.
Yeah, because old-timers bought it, and then it dove. Like, if you see, it's not gold or platinum. Like,
yeah.
A bunch of... Yeah, old-timers bought it the first week, and then nobody else bought it. So... And during that break, we were listening to a little bit of their newest recording, That's Why God Made the Radio. When did that come out? 2012?
12, yes.
All right, so we listened to some of it.
Yeah, no, it's...
It's old guys.
It's all, yeah.
It's old guy music.
And it's got the Wondermans backing them up, so it's more or less a Brian Wilson.
It's the Brian Wilson show, basically.
Yes.
And that's how it should work.
Some nice production on it.
The production is really great, just the songs are still
It's a little too, I don't know. cotton candy, I guess. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's tell them what we had in that last set.
Here, let me do it.
All right, go ahead.
Here, why don't you take this and I'll take over.
All right, sure.
So we started with Shut Down, which is from their record Surfin' USA, which is one of their early ones. And then we went to something from, what is Little Deuce Coupe, their first record? No, Surfin' USA is their second album. Looking at the list.
Yes.
They put out a lot really fast.
Little Deuce Coupe is 63. Both those records came out in 63.
So 63 is when the Beach Boys break. So right before the Beatles hit America. And then that second song we played, as I was about to say, is Be True to Your School, which was a pretty decent size hit.
Yeah.
And then it's from Little Deuce Coupe, which is one of their early late 63 releases. They put out how many records in 63? Like three of them?
Three of them, yeah.
Jesus Christ. Capitalizing.
Yes, sir.
Murray had them going.
Sure did. They put out three more in 64.
Jesus Christ. So they put out six records in the first 2 years? That's amazing.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
And then we took it over to a live track from their album, The Beach Boys in Concert. We played one of our favorite Beach Boys songs, Caroline No.
Yes.
Such a great tune.
Oh, yes.
And then I'm going to say one of my newer favorites. I really like this tune. That's when you let me smiley smile. This is the one track I would play every once in a while. Like, oh, I wouldn't mind hearing that now.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking great. It's a really good song.
It's good.
But the rest of the record, not so much.
Heroes and Villains.
Yeah. Heroes and Villains. Yeah. So I'm glad we picked that and not Vegetables. How's that?
Yeah, there you go.
And that's from Smiley Smile. And then we finished up there with something from the mid-80s from their self-titled record, The Beach Boys. It took them 20 years to call it a record, The Beach Boys. That's funny. And that was called
That's
It's
true.
Just
they
a Matter of Time.
That.
That's weird. Yeah, we were looking through. It's just, not once.
That's the only one.
That's weird, finally.
The closest thing that comes is like the Christmas album.
Well, yeah, I remember one day Carl was like, oh, hey, let's call it Beach Boys.
Oh, okay. Couldn't think of anything else.
Sure.
Oh, my goodness.
They let Al Jardine name that one.
Yes. What are we going to call it, Al?
The Beach Boys?
Brilliant.
You can stay in the band.
Okay. Well, let's get back to music now.
Yeah, it's time for some coffee.
Yes, coffee.
And start the show.
The album is Holland, and we're going to listen to Sail On Sailor.
Sailor, sailor, sailor. I work Looks like rain, and it's been coming on for hours. It looks like rain. I hear the rumble of thunder showers. Pretty soon the rain will play its sweet refrain while we listen from inside. And until it stops, we'll hear the drips and drops from beside the fireside. So let it rain, yeah. Then we'll be happy when it starts. 'Cause when it rains, with love buzz in my heart, we won't be sad when there's a storm. Then we can be glad, 'cause we can keep warm. Listen to the rain. A rain-swept plain. Soon after springtime rains blow over, will sprout new grain and miles of fresh green fields of clover. Winter and its cold soon will lose its hold with the changes spring will bring. Sun comes pouring down, warming up the ground, bringing new life with the spring. So let
love is growing stronger.
Let's ride out the storm.
Just a little bit. have lots of records.
The Element Brothers!
Oh, little A.
We like to play records.
Lou Reed.
Isley Brothers!
We have so many records.
The Chambers Brothers.
Jerry Lee Lewis!
We like to play on records.
Yusuf Islam is Cat Stevens.
For the record, it's Balcony Radio.
Okay, this will be Raj, final take. Here we go. Hi, Raj. This is Brian of the Beach Boys. We're going to... Oh. My big chance and I blew it. What a dilemma. Here we go. Hi, Raj. This is Brian of the Beach Boys. Thanks a lot for playing our new record, Dance, Dance, Dance. You're laughing at me, Chuck.
23.
I don't believe it.
Darling, you can count on me till the sun dries up the sea. Until then, I'll always be devoted. I'll be yours through endless time. I'll adore your charm sublime. Guess by now you know that I'm devoted to you. I'll never hurt you. I'll never lie. I'll never be untrue. I'll never give you reason to cry. I'd be unhappy if you were blue. Through the years my love will grow. Like a river it will flow. It can't die because I'm so devoted.
Yes, indeed. Wild Honey, title track from that record.
What's that, 68?
Wild Honey?
I believe that's 68.
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
So the Beach Boys finished up the 60s fairly strong.
Yes.
Because after that it's
67, actually.
67. What comes after that?
Then Friends. And then 2020.
Ugh.
But Smiley Smile and Wild Honey were both released in the same year, and that was just shortly after they dumped the Smile Sessions, etc.
And good. I'm glad they did.
And 66, well, they did Pet Sounds, of course. Yeah. That was their only record.
Now that we've heard Brian Wilson smile a million years later, what's the big fucking deal? Seriously.
Yeah, well.
What's the big fucking deal?
What's a big fragging deal? Well, you never know. I mean, it might have been when it, if it had come out in 1966 or 67, it would have been a revolutionary record for its time.
People say that. I don't believe it.
It might be a time capsule of its time. It may be dated in and of itself because it's so hallowed and so put up as like this holy grail. It may have become dated in and of itself.
It never happened though. I mean,
I guess
you can talk about ifs, whatever, but I mean, okay, my thinking is
it was released dated.
So if it came out and it was, say, an entire album full of heroes and villains and good vibrations kind of songs,
mm-hmm.
is that the equivalent of Sgt. Pepper?
Well, I guess that could be true. Yes,
if it was more focused,
if it was less conceptual, it was more.
You mean less this?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Less wanky,
less wanko. But if it had gone beyond the conceptual notion of being like song suites and things like that,
I don't know.
It would have been probably close to being a Sgt. Pepper type of record.
I don't know.
In my humble opinion, but
yeah, your opinion
again,
is bullshit.
Oh, hush. We started out with Sail on Sailor from the record Holland, excuse me, which is a really great record.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's a very good record.
Yeah, that's all right.
And then right after that, we went to a record called Summer Days and Summer Nights, and the song was called You're So Good to Me. And then we heard a song called Pitter Patter from the record M.I. The record is called the MIU album. I don't remember what that stands for exactly.
Mental something.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to just... it says it's something on there, but well, at any rate. Anyway, it's called the MIU album, and the song was called Pitter Patter, which is rain, actually. And then we heard a little clip of Brian Wilson doing a promo for a radio station. Shout out to Raj for playing his record, Dance, 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 playing their record. I think that might have been Roger Christian who they may have been doing that for. It may have been for KHJ because this was...
That's local, isn't it?
That's local. That was the top 40 station back in the day.
Oh, then so most likely it was. If that's,
probably Roger if, Christian.
Yeah,
who
they were
Raj.
Doing it for the record guy across town. Yeah.
Yes. So beat
that's,
Brian
that's a
Wilson.
Form of Paola Wilson.
Something like that. And then Devoted to You from a record called Beach Boys Party, which is an extremely pseudo live record that is completely
goofy?
Studio
it's
and
goofy.
Overdubbed
it's
and made to sound like a party. So
and the song choices, it's all covers. And
yes.
And
mostly
some of them
and
are,
it has Barbara Ann on it, too.
And Barbara Ann. Oh, that's right. I think Barbara Ann is the only original song on it.
Yes.
And the rest of it is crap. It's
pretty
so
much.
Bad. But it does have Mike Love's weird version of Bob Dylan when he does The Times They Are Changin'.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It.
Times They Are Changin'.
It's just so funny.
Yeah. A rangy song. It's like
because he tries to sound nasal, which is great.
Yeah, that's right.
And the times they are a changin'.
And then the title track from Wild Honey right after that.
Which was not
finish
bad.
Off that
not
set.
Not bad.
So, my goodness, do we do one more set, or do you want to do the plugs now?
It's your
or?
Turn, so...
No, I did. Oh, that's
last
right, you
time.
Did last time.
Yes, I did.
Well,
so, let's do another set, and then you can do it.
Okay, all right.
So, I will introduce the song, though, so you can shut up.
Go ahead.
All right, since you're going to talk so goddamn much later. So, we're here from a record that I've never heard of called All Summer Long. This is a song I just discovered yesterday called Do You Remember?
Sharp as a knife. Well, now, do you remember all the guys that gave us rock and roll? Chuck Berry's gotta be the greatest thing that came along. He made the guitar beat
job and didn't get very far.
Goodness gracious, big balls of fire!
Nothing's really moving till the saxophone's ready to blow. And the beat's not jumping till the drummer says he's ready to go. Well now, do you remember all the guys that gave us rock and roll? Let's hear the high voice wail.
Let's hear the background.
Van Morrison.
Hank Williams.
Dick Drake.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
It's Judy Sill.
The name of the group, Led Zeppelin. Liz Phair.
Black Keys.
This is The Balcony in your ear hole.
Thank you.
Recorded by another group of guys we like very much, a real friendly group of guys called the Rivingtons. Their song is called A Papa Oh Mau Mau. A Papa Oh Mau Mau, 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 a Papa Oh Mau Mau. Funniest sound I ever heard.
Your summer dream.
summer dream. Make it real your summer.
Yes, very nice indeed. That's your summer dream from Surfer Girl. That's very,
I think a Surfer
nice.
Girl is a lot of people's summer dream.
Could be any. Nudge, it could nudge. Be any number of girls.
I know. I know what you think of.
Well, it's.
I've met your lady friend.
Oh, my goodness! Well, my
teacher, a teacher, very well
done. A teacher, yes. She makes me do it over and over again.
Heyo. Heyo.
Okay.
What grade does she teach again? I forgot.
Eighth grade.
That sucks. That sucks.
You have no idea.
No, I don't. She's also the teacher in a shit area, too.
Well, we won't talk about that.
No,
that's somebody else's bummer.
Yeah, hers.
We're talking about summer.
That's right. Let's.
So why don't you read it off there? I'm gonna
let me read this.
Pinch my throat.
Get your. Here, I'm going to hit the button on you. Get your caffeine fix, and then you can take over. All right, so we started with a song called Do You Remember, and that's from their record All Summer Long, which is, that's a 60s record, isn't it? That's an old one. And then we went down to, where's the next one? There it is. A track called This Car Is Mine.
Actually, both of these songs came out
in
63.
These are 63? All right. The next track was, called This Car of Mine, which is one of, I think, 3 million car songs they wrote. Jesus Christ, they did that over.
No, it's actually
and over.
1 million. The other 2 million were beach songs.
Oh, that's right. The other ones were about surfing. Right. Surfing.
Exactly.
Getting in your woody. That was from a record called Shut Down. I know. Yeah. Come on. Shut Down Volume 2. Hey, Mike Judge is going to sue us. And then we played Keeping the Summer Alive, which is their first 80s record, The Beach Boys, in 1980. And that's this title track call of the same record, Keeping the Summer Alive. So they started the 80s really well, and then in the middle they had Kokomo, and then by the end of the 80s they weren't talking. So
yeah, very unusual.
Interesting times.
They did quite well, though. Those three records were actually quite good.
That's all right. And then we went to another live record, this one simply titled Concert, for a cover song called Papa Mau Mau, which they did fairly well. Not bad.
They did it very well.
That's
yes.
Not bad. And then we finished up there with another one of their sleepy pretty ballads, Your Summer Dream, and that one is from Surfer Girl, which is, I think, the second or third record of theirs. Can you check the list? That's a super early one.
That's an early one. All right. Surfer Girl
is
number
third
three.
One.
There
right.
you go. 1963.
Yeah.
When?
Yeah. Jeez. That's amazing to think. That's 50 years ago.
Oh, that's that is 50 years ago, isn't it?
Yeah.
My goodness.
My first thought is, wow, Sally Field is old. Cause
yeah, the Flying Nun was on.
Because I was thinking Surfer Girl, like the girl on the cover kind of reminds me of Gidget a little bit. And then I thought Sally Field was super hot. And I thought, well, she's still super hot. How old is she?
About 10 years older than me.
She's 93 years old.
No, I don't think so. Oh, my. We like you, Sal.
Yeah, no shit, we do. Heyo. So here to do the plugs, and I'm going to hit the mute button on myself.
Yes.
Scott,
thank you.
Do it.
Yeah, hello, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of things I want to tell you about, but I'll do it as quickly as I possibly can. First thing I want to tell you about is the email address that you can write us here. That's balconyradio@gmail.com. You can send your comments, criticisms, requests, suggestions, and any sort of information that you want to put into that email. You can send it right there, balconyradio@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you just as quickly as we possibly can. And, of course, that leads you right back to the website, which is balconyradio.com. And there you can find all kinds of fun things to do. You can subscribe to the RSS feed, which is right on the front page, and then you'll get your two podcasts a week from us, one on Sunday, one on Wednesday. Excuse me, the one on Sunday is our multi-genre show, and we have about 24 of those, and you'll get those on Sunday nights. And then on Wednesday nights, you will get the 101 series, which are explorations and topics of rock and roll, the who, what, and where. And we search out anything topically. We do that in the 101 series on Wednesday nights. And that comes with the RSS feed that you can subscribe to, which is right there on the front page. And, of course, that will lead you back to all of the other shows that we've done. And you can listen to all of the past shows. And once you subscribe to the RSS, it'll update your iPod or whatever happened to use for your MP3 replication. You can find all of the old shows there at the website of balconyradio.com, and you can find playlists as well. Just click on the shows and there will be playlists for all of the shows. You can find the songs, you can purchase the songs, the ones that are available, that is, in the MP3 format, and you can do that securely. And that, of course, some of those sales, some of that goes to supporting us and keeping things current and updated, and yes, free, yes, few dimes here and there, and gets us new music to add into our wonderful stream, which you can hear at balconyradio.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday. It's our multi-genre stream, and then on Sunday we play 24 hours of jazz from midnight to midnight, and that is the stream right there. And of course, you can also friend us at Facebook at facebook.com/balconyradiofm. And my goodness, that is everything in a nutshell.
Oh God, I feel a bad segue coming up.
Oh, we got a really bad segue because we just got to add some music to your day. Thank you.
The Sunday morning gospel goes good with the soul.
Sing sweet, and then you come up with a real sweet top note, huh? K just clears about. Come in, one K, come in. Take one, Murray the K.
You're listening to Murray the K.
There's a room where I can go and tell my secrets to. In my room, in my room, my room. In this
Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-hour fitness.
The Guard.
Timothy Hawk.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board. On the balcony.
So sweet, one arm over my shoulder.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Marcella from Carl and the Passions. So Tough, the name of the record.
Good song.
Carl and the Passions, So Tough, yes.
The rest of the record, not so good.
No.
Marcella, great song. The Hell Beach Boys. You bat 1 for 10 on your albums. Bugs me.
Well, you know.
Bugs me.
Yeah, you can say that about a lot of people, though. You
know? No shit. All right, do you want to read this one or should I?
Sure. Yeah, well, let's see. I think I'll read it. We started with Add Some Music to Your Day.
The dentist chair.
The dentist chair.
That was such a good line.
Even when you're in the dentist chair, they play some music for you when you're there.
I love that line so much. We were sitting here listening to it, and when he sang that, we both just started laughing. It's such the stupidest, silliest thing. Yeah. But it's just great. It's a great line.
It is a good line. It's funny, man.
It's really funny.
And that's from a record called Sunflower, a 1970 release for that one. And then we moved along to an extra track from a more current collection, Hawthorne, California, the name of the collection. I guess it's one of the retro Beach Boys things. Anyway, it's got a bunch of extra tracks. We heard Murray Wilson.
No, that was a box set.
A box set, okay. And then it was Murray Wilson, the father of the Beach Boys, doing a little direction there from the production room for a radio promo, which they were doing for Murray the K. Lucky guy. Yeah, very nice.
Murray the K.
And then a live track from the concert record and In My Room.
Before Murray traded them in for the Beatles. He called himself the fifth Beatle.
Yeah, right, exactly. He was the seventh Beatle.
He was the fucking annoying guy that they wanted to kick out of their hotel room.
Get out of there. Get away, Murray.
Get out, Murray.
And then we jump forward to a record called Friends, and the song was Be Here in the Morning. And then we went to another record called 2020, which came right out about the same time as Friends. Friends came out in 68, and 2020 came out in 69. And then from the 2020 record, we heard Do It Again. And we finished with Carl and the Passions' So Tough record. It's a Beach Boys record, but it's got the title of Carl and the Passions' So Tough.
I think it's a concept record of
Marcella,
some kind.
Really? Okay. So our alter ego type of thing.
I think because Carl does a lot of the leads on that one, I think it's a joke title, like, this is Carl and his band kind of thing.
Because
if you recall, like, when we were picking the songs for the show, we were scrolling through some of their records, and later on in the 70s, Carl becomes, like, kind of the driving force. And on at least that record and another one, he sings most of the leads. And it was just weird. Like, all of a sudden, this other guy who's always been in the band just pops up and
suddenly takes over. Well, you know, that's sort of understandable considering everything.
Because there was a void at the top.
There was a very big one, yes. By the way, I wanted to jump.
And his name is Mike Love.
I wanted to jump back to the song Sail on Sailor, which we
Must
heard
you.
Earlier in the show. That is one of the tracks that would have been sung by
some dude.
Somebody that wasn't in the Beach Boys originally. That was sung by a guy named Carl Fattar.
Yeah, we looked that one up.
And Robbie Fattar. And he was, if you don't know the name, he was in the Ruddles. And he's done a whole bunch of studio stuff.
So he gets a lifetime pass for that.
Yes. But actually, let me correct myself. I was wrong on that. I was totally wrong. That was sung by Blondie Chaplin, who was another second-tier Beach Boy, I guess you could say. So Blondie Chaplin sang Sail on Sailor. So we don't get any emails on that saying, hey, man, what's the matter with you?
Yeah. Stop typing, nerds.
Stop typing. So that was a very interesting thing. Most of the other songs, though, have been sung by Brian or Carl or
Mike.
Anybody that's in the Beach Boys proper.
Mike
or Dennis. And excuse me. And so that's, I just wanted to drop that little factoid in your lap.
All right, now put it back in your pocket.
So let's get back to some tunes and get into the last set of the night. And we'll go to an album called The Beach Boys Today.
Today! And there's an exclamation point.
And this is called Dance, Dance, Dance.
Dance?
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I gotta dance!
Wilson's talents were highly underrated, and he taught himself the piano.
All of a sudden, he started to shine. He sort of came into his own. You know, and he could produce, he could write, produce, and arrange, and sing. I taught him how to do that, but he was a genius in his own right, too. And he had a big heart, and people don't realize what a big heart he really had.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409. Well, I save my pennies and I save my dimes.
Giddy up, 409.
For I knew there would be a time.
Giddy up, 409.
When I would buy a brand new 409.
409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up,
409.
Giddy up,
409.
Giddy up,
giddy up,
409. Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409, 409.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh, giddy up, giddy up.
Ooh,
giddy up, giddy up.
When I take her to the drag, she really shines.
Giddy up, 409.
She always turns in the fastest time.
Giddy up, 409.
My four-speed dual quad positive traction,
409. 409.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, 409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
409.
Giddy up,
409.
Giddy up,
409.
Giddy up, giddy up,
409.
Nothing can catch her, nothing can touch my 409, 409, 409,
409,
409,
409.
The night was so young and everything still, the moon shining bright on my windowsill. I think of her lips, it chills me inside. And then I think, why does she have to hide?
Is somebody gonna tell me why she has to hide?
She's passing it by, she won't even try to make this love go where it should. Skies turning gray, there's clouds overhead. I'm still not asleep in my bed. I think of her eyes and it makes me sigh. I think of her voice and it makes me cry.
Is somebody gonna tell me why she has to lie?
She'd be so right to hold me tonight. Love was made for her and I. It's 3 o'clock, I go to my sink. I pour some milk and I start to think. Is she asleep or is she awake? And does she think of the love we could make?
Wake up, call me baby, call me.
Tell me what's on your mind. I've got a car and you're not too far. Please let me come over to you.
were so young and everything still. The moon shining bright on my windowsill. I think of her lips, it chills me inside.
Close to you, I feel your sweet heart beating. I dream of you. Late at night, honey, late at night. I dream of you.
song. Let's all help the water right away. Do what we can in order. Let's start today.
Yes, indeed. Okay.
They eased us out of that. That was really nice, but damn, sad song.
Very sad song, and probably a sadder record, too, with a sad cover.
The cover is such a drag with the guy and the horse, and they just both look defeated.
Yeah,
just,
the defeated warrior or whatever.
Yeah, the defeated Surf's Beach up. Boys.
Yeah, 1971, the name from
Trampled by the Beatles and the Stones.
Really? Oh, man. That's true. Yeah, that's an interesting image, you know.
Yes,
okay. Surf's Up was the name of the record, and that was called Don't Go Near the Water. And then kind of an ironic way to end the show here and the last set and of our look at the music of the Beach Boys here on the 101 series episode number, I'm sorry, lesson number 53. 53 episodes, I'm still calling them episodes. Sorry.
So you're fired.
I'm so fired. I'm sorry. So anyway.
Let's get out of here.
Let's tell them what we heard in that last set, would you please?
Yes, I will. So we started with Dance, 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 and we pulled that from their record, The Beach Boys Today! Exclamation point. And then we went to one of their... Is that the first one, Surf and Safari? I think that's the first record.
It's close to it.
Nope, yes, that it is the first album. So that's 63?
Yes. 62.
62, late 62. I can see the date on the screen.
Wow, look at that. 41 years.
Jesus, those guys are old.
And 51 years. 51 excuse years. Me. 51.
It's a song called 409 from Surf and Safari. And then we played The Night Was So Young from their album Love You that comes out way later than that. Man, 62. God damn, that is really early. Mm. And then we played Baby Blue from their Light album, which came out in the 70s sometime. And that was, what, 78, I think that
79.
Was? 79, that's right. Mm-hmm. So that's Dennis Wilson on the vocals, and the last thing he'd recorded before passing away kind of young.
Yes.
What did he die of again?
He drowned.
He drowned, that's right. Didn't he, fell off his boat? That's right. Man, that's rough. And then we finished up there with a nice song from Surf's Up called Don't Go Near the Water.
So there it is.
That's the show.
That's the show, ladies and gents. Thanks very much for listening. Send us an email at balconyradio@gmail.com. Let us
know. Be our friends on Facebook.
Be our friends on Facebook. And go to balconyradio.com and have fun over there. My name is Scott.
And I'm Anthony. You're the audience. We're Balcony Radio. Get out.
Thanks for listening. We're going to end it now with a great song here.
This is my favorite Beach Boys song.
And a live track, no less. Live in 1969 in London.
Ooh.
This is called Sloop John B. Thanks very much.
We come on the sloop John B, grandfather and me, round Nassau town we did roam, drinking it all night, got into a fight. Well, I feel super girl, wanna go home. Hoist up the John B. sail, see how the mainsail set. Call for the captain ashore, let me go home. Let me go home. Why don't they let me go home? Yeah, yeah. Well, I feel so broke up, I wanna go home. The first mate, he got drunk.
Here are several fine young men who I'm sure are going to go far. Ladies and gentlemen, the Ramones.
The Electric Prunes.
Dusty Springfield.
Tim Buckley.
Gordon Lightfoot.
The Moby Grapes.
Richard Thompson.
I am using radio voice. This is Balcony Radio.